It's Thursday, so it's time for our special bit of escapism every week with Michelle Jackson of thenoveltraveler.com. This week, we're chatting about our neighbours in La Belle, France. Michelle has some novel ideas for what you can do when you can get there. So, Michelle, welcome to the programme. Let's start with the south of France. Yeah, I think of all the coastal areas I've seen, Nice, the rich blue water overlooking the Mediterranean is absolutely to die for.
It's somewhere you've just got to go, Ivan. And we have great, flights into Nice with both Aer Lingus and Ryanair. And it's a very short little flight too, 2 hours, 20 minutes. And the taxi fare is only about €25. So if there are four of you and that's broken up, it's nice and cheap. There are plenty of places to stay and lots of value in the city itself. And of course, it has that beautiful old town. The whole area is, it's like a walking art gallery with so many sculptural pieces to see and the facades of the buildings. There's such variety and the French are great for being out there with architecture and really putting out something different. Côte d'Azur, of course, how it got its name is because of the beautiful blue. Azure blue is that really, really deep blue in between turquoise and primary blue. And if you're there in the summertime, you get to see that. And many artists travel there to be inspired. Like Matisse, the Henri Musée Matisse Museum is open and there's a special exhibition on starting on the 23rd of June, actually, which is where Matisse met Picasso, and there'll be an exhibition of both their paintings there, but a selection of their works.
So give us also a package for Nice. I went there in April, May, and it was beautiful. Does it get very hot? It's on the Mediterranean.
It gets extremely hot in July and August, and it gets very crowded. It depends on what you can take. But, you know, I think a lovely time of year to go is around May and September. That is usually the nicest times, and it won't be quite as crowded. But, you know, as well as that, it is a beautiful summer destination, and you've got lots of little villages to see along the coast. The train isn't too expensive, and you can pop along to Monaco too, which is a must experience.
Big negative to Monaco.
We drove into Monaco.
It was a wet day, and it was just very difficult. It was real steep hills.
And it is steep.
U-bends, S-bends, and it just was quite inaccessible. And you saw. Now, it was out of season, but it looking down on it, we said, wow, this is very picturesque. But yeah, a lot of places were closed and it just didn't work for me. We drove around and came back out a bit too early in the season.
You know, but it
very
is one of these places
well.
To see. There's a fantastic actual like aquarium. It's called a Musée of Oceanographique, and it's a particularly spectacular one because Prince Albert is into it. Well, I would recommend getting the train
and
because there's such a backlog of traffic in the summertime, if you can get the train at all, it's very accessible.
Give us a package because you do Nice and Cannes. You do as well down there, wouldn't you?
Yes, you can indeed. But if you want to do all of them, what about taking a trip with the travel department where you will arrive in Nice and you'll transfer to Cannes, and then you can have escorted tours of Monaco and, you know, pretty little villages like Saint-Paul-de-Vence, and you can visit the Musée de Saint-Paul and excursions to Grasse, which of course is best known as the perfume capital of the world. And this is all be included in your package. Now, this is for October this year, and it's for 7 nights, and included in that there will be some half boards, some B&B, you know, and $699 per person. So if you want to be whisked away and get a great tour, that's with the travel department. And if you want to really see the entire region, it's a lovely way to pack it all in.
You have an expert picking out the best bits for opposed to doing what we did, driving around.
Your little bit of history and everything.
Be on thenoveltraveler.com.
It is indeed. It is. But say you just want to have a little weekend in Nice. I've a very good package here with Click and Go again for October, and it's for $329 per person. Now that's staying in a 4-star, Ivan. You know I don't like sending you to 3 stars. Mm. So this is the Ellington Hotel, and it's a beautiful period hotel right in the middle of the town. And once you're in the centre of Nice, everywhere is walkable. The famous Hotel Negresco is a must.
Yeah.
See the chandeliers.
Narrow little streets,
the chandeliers
beautiful.
In the centre of it was built for the Tsar, actually, and he never arrived because of his unfortunate,
demise.
Yeah, but there was so much to do. Beautiful little offbeat restaurants.
How many nights is that for?
That's for three nights. That's for three nights.
So that's
quite good
travel?
Value. That includes your flights and your hotel accommodation.
Nice, you
fly into Nice.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. What's this about wine tours down there?
Yeah. Well, this is a little river cruise, and this is kind of on a barge. It's a very small scale. boat. It's not like a big river cruise. And it's with G Adventures. And this is going from Dijon to Dijon, which is an entire tour of the Burgundy region. And Burgundy, of course, we think of wine. It is, of course, the
And how close is it to Nice and to Cannes and the south coast?
This is kind of northeast. Yeah, northeast. Okay. Yeah, it's kind of more on the border with Germany there.
Okay. So forget everything we said about the south. We've now moved to the wine tour.
Absolutely.
Burgundy.
And aboard this, it's a classic barge, and you'd be surrounded with really picturesque, scenery and vineyards, little sleepy villages, and you
get a chance
to do wine.
It sounds like a glorified pub crawl on a
barge. Yeah, something really different. And it was 2,379 going out on the 6th of July, but it's now
not great for your drink problem.
It's 1,006. We won't be talking about that, Ivan. It's gone down to 1,665, and you can get that on the Novel Traveller. You can get that on my website. It's with G Adventures.
All right. Yeah. That is a wine tour, and you could learn about the history of the wine. And if you're really a connoisseur of your wine, it's something that would add to your memory bank. And, you know, if you're at home in a winter's evening, you can think back of where this was made and all that.
Exactly. Maybe buy a couple of bottles and bring them back with you, of course.
Talk to me about Biarritz.
Oh, yeah. Well, Biarritz, now we're getting into camping. Biarritz is in the southwesternmost corner on the Atlantic coast.
Because I think of Biarritz, I think of rugby.
And that's how a lot of people think of, and a lot of people would have been introduced to Biarritz that way. It was actually a favourite destination for the European aristocracy to go to for their holidays. And it's also now much more, for the last 60 years, better known for surfing. And it's a surfer's paradise, the Grand Plage.
It's on the sea.
And it's right on the sea, yeah. Terrific whales waves. And do you know whether you go, I went in March the first time, but I've been there in the summertime as well. Again, it gets very busy in the summer, but it's just one of these lovely little sleepy towns in winter where you will get fantastic little seafood restaurants.
What's the population of there? Like, is it quite sparsely populated?
No, it's not sparse. Now, it is kind of, it's very hilly and it goes back a bit. If I were to guess, I'd say about 300,000.
So are we talking about activity holidays here for Biarritz?
It can be if you want to go camping. And this region, the region of Aquitaine, is very popular for camping and has been for decades for Irish families. You know, Aquitaine kind of goes up from Bordeaux all the way down. Well,
or would you fly in?
A lot of people take the car, and of course then what you do is you bring the kids back and you prop them up on top of the boxes of the wine so you can bring your wine home. Okay. And that's something that some people have been known to do. I haven't brought the car.
You have a package for Biarritz.
But if you go to Biarritz, you know, you can go for little weekends too, but I've recommended here this camping trip because this is an incredible price. This is with Click and Go, and I actually had to ring them twice because I couldn't believe it. Going out in June for a family of four, two adults and two children, flights to Biarritz and accommodation in a 5-star campsite that's staying in one of those mobile homes, but they're very, very, you know, air conditioned, beautifully done
up. Top end.
Yeah, 1,132, and that's for everybody. And I think that's terrific value for someone who can escape for a week this June, and that's going out very soon.
So how do you get there?
You'll fly to Biarritz.
Well, that included
yeah,
in that?
Yeah.
Four seats.
Yeah,
or two
absolutely.
Kids, yeah.
So I thought that is the deal of the day, I heard when I was trolley, you know, going through
so
all
Dublin
the websites.
So Dublin to Biarritz. Dublin to self-catering then
yeah,
in your kind of...
In your mobile home. Yeah. And the kids, it's a terrific holiday for families. The kids love it. I'm not sure how much of a rest it is for mum and dad if they're cooking and
That's
what Click and Go it is. And it's staying in the Silvermar campsite. You know, beautiful, like they have great facilities with indoor swimming pools, outdoor and kids clubs and all those sort of things. And then you would have to hire a car, though. I would recommend that as a must. But what would that be, about 300-400 for the week, you know? And it's definitely worth getting. You'll need it to get accessibility for the bigger supermarkets and for doing a bit of sightseeing around the area. There's so much to see there. Like up along the coast, there's actually the Grand Dune. It's called a Grand Pilo. It's a kind of a massive sand dune that a lot of people don't know about, and that's near Arcachon.
Brittany.
That's really worth seeing. Oh, Brittany, are we going to Brittany now already? Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Well, these are our Celtic neighbours, and there are, you know, I often say when you're driving along the coast, it's a bit like being in West Cork. It has that kind of beauty, but you're more likely to get You're talking the ferry here now. Yeah, definitely to get to Brittany. You definitely would get the ferry over. Usually, the best connections are to Cherbourg and to Rosslare. But it's really, there's a great festival on every year in August, and it's the Interceltic Festival de Lorient, where all the Celtic nations get together for music, and it's one of the best festivals in Europe, and it's been going for 48 years now, and I really recommend that. Another thing is Carnac, which is like Stonehenge. A lot of people don't know about it. That's in Brittany. Beautiful little sleepy villages like Quimper.
And for these, are you moving around, or are you staying in one spot?
I've got a couple of ideas here. We've got the ferry, taking the ferry to Cherbourg with Irish Ferries. You've got 8 nights at a 5-star campsite in Brittany, and that's in July. It works out at $625 per person. And that's staying in Tidinadin campsite. It's a Breton, it's a Celtic name, which is the Celtic language is very like Welsh and Irish, you know. There's also a couple here with Stenaline staying in Brittany. Staying
you
in
have
lovely
a lot
self-catering
of Gaelic stuff.
Cottage.
I mean, like, we're out of time. Basically, right.
Okay.
Michelle Jackson has all of these La Belle France packages to cover every taste, north, south, east and west of France, self-catering, hotels, flights or cars, whatever you want. Just log on to thenoveltraveller.com and she's eked out the best value.